Chairman Brad Holton, I'm going to call the meeting to order. We have a 10:30 agendized time for meeting with DSD for general business, and Jay is here this morning, so I hand it over to Jay.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Van Beek, so the first thing, I forwarded an email to you yesterday ahead of time, just as from the City of Caldwell Public Works, city engineer, regarding the city's railroad quiet zone.
Yes.
I was confused. I guess I missed the final verdict from City Council and the mayor a few weeks ago, but it looks like it's still on. I know that they've got some bids and what have you, but if they bring it back to our attention, I think what they propose is a lesser share to the county than previously. And if you want to discuss this further with the city, I can bring Mr. Bill Mills in. I didn't invite him today just because I was going to remind you we had these discussions a year ago. So
yeah,
for sure he was involved in those at 1.2. So
yeah, Chairman, I probably need more information because I'm with Director Gibbons that there's a gap in my mind between the mayor's veto of City Council's approval and then this agreement that's being brought up to fund that. Our dollars are just pennies compared to the cost of the total project. And so without support from the City of Caldwell, that's the part that I'm missing, what changed in there with a veto. And then I need to read through this more carefully. I understood that it was specified hours, but again, I'm not speaking from an informed position, and I see that this has gone down from the original ask to 25,000. So I need to read this more carefully before I render any more of an opinion than I already have, except that I need more information.
So commissioners, that's not a problem. I just wanted to raise the issue again and okay, make sure that we can get the resources to you to have an informed decision. And I, of course, forwarded it to our legal counsel because MOU was attached, and I know that there's some edits to that need to be made anyways, and that's for a future decision by the board, not today.
Well, thanks for bringing this before us. I agree that we need to have legal's input on it, and Commissioner Brooks is not able to join us this morning, and I'm sure that I would feel way more comfortable to have all three commissioners be able to discuss it in one setting.
Yeah. And
I, Commissioner Van Beek, I'm vaguely aware, and I could be wrong, but I think there's been other city council action on this since you're aware of the veto, so you might need to catch up on those minutes. I think that that's happened. I have an impression in my memory and not a clear remembrance, which are two different things. So
can I ask a question, Chairman?
Sure.
I would want, and so I'm going to highlight a piece of this document. It's page 1 of 4. It's under subsection 1. The parties will cooperate in a project to implement a railroad quiet zone within the city that will eliminate the blasting of train horns at several railroad crossings, including 9th and 12th. That will be beneficial to the county if that's able to be implemented. I just want to make sure that there's not, I would want some type of assurance in there that there's not a blackout time that they will or won't not blow the train horns. That to me would be important. If we sign this agreement without a statement that says that's not, they're not going to blow horns through here 24/7, okay. But I don't want to sign an agreement and say, well, really, this is the caveat. So I would like that to be clarified before we would issue funds on that, if we agree to do that as a board.
Understandable. Welcome to the world of Union Pacific.
I know.
So I don't know what their specific negotiations have been with the city on this, and what their definition of quiet zone is, and what the because they do have circuit breakers, is what I would call them, outliers about they're not going to give up the ability to blast the horn under certain emergency situations. So it's not like a fully implemented elimination of of any horn, but we'll have to see what those details are, because they are not enumerated in this at all.
They do have a whereas clause. It's the second one that says it will no longer blast as they approach the railroad crossings, because those crossings will have gate arms and flashing lights and bells. So maybe that's inherent within the document.
We'll need to have a little research.
We haven't seen that agreement with the railroad and the city.
And we might want to extend out. Why don't you do a request to legal to see if they can ascertain what that document is between the city of Caldwell and UP on their, what the criteria of what that means.
Okay.
I think that'd be helpful for us to have that in our public records if we are to consider this. All right. What else?
So recently I've got a couple of requests, one from the city of Caldwell and then from another, I don't know if he's a private citizen or what, but to speak about potential opportunity zones within the county. And just as apparently we did in 2018 or something, and I don't have any records of that, predates me, so I'm still doing some research. I told the city I would get back to him to talk to him further, but I don't have a lot of information on the matter. I don't know if either of you do either.
And what is it about?
The opportunity zone. Our comprehensive plan has one policy that speaks to encouraging business opportunities in opportunity zones.
And Chairman,
and there's no text in there that defines what that is.
Right.
It's what it is, just policy. So,
and I think that that's the essence of why we're redoing the comp plan. So thanks for that segue. There were things put in there that were, I'll even be graceful and say, potentially lofty goals to get that in a comprehensive plan, but without any foundation or further context of why it's in there, it really becomes a useless piece of information because it's not defined on how we use it. So we have a statement that's not, there's no application.
I think we have a lot of those.
Yes.
But we will learn more next week in our presentation. I will forward you the first of the week after I talk to Dan when he's back from his vacation about the memo we put together to go through the potential update issues with you on Thursday, next Thursday. So we'll do that, so you have 4 days to prep for it.
Okay, that sounds great.
You're the director and you do what you see fit, but I think a communication back out to say that, yes, it is touched upon in the comprehensive plan without any definition, and we aren't in a position to go forward with something that is not defined.
And I haven't gone back through, because if what Caldwell is telling me, the Economic Development Department or division at the city of Caldwell has said, well, the county did participate in an application for that in 2018. Well, that was the last comp plan, so I need to maybe go back and do a little research there too, but figure out what that entails, or if it's something we're interested in or not. But yeah, we'll look into it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm clueless. Sorry,
Ken. No, it was a great segue into reminding you next week is important.
Thank you.
So very, very, very important. All right. So that's it'll be on a week from today.
A week from today.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Be sure that our staff has what you would like to name it for the public to be aware of on the discussion, and be sure that that gets into the agenda posting earlier than later.
Yeah. Okay. Nope, I'll send it on Monday afternoon at the latest. So.
At the latest. Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
It's not Labor Day weekend.
Not Monday, that's Memorial Day. It'll
Memorial
be
Day.
Morning,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah. Well, Friday or, yeah, let's try Friday. If you
okay.
can possibly do it. And not at
no, I can do
4:55.
I have it. I just will remove the highlights that were
okay.
Some questions that we were discussing. So
okay, all right.
I'll get that out tomorrow.
I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for everything you do. Yes.
That's really all I have for today.
Okay.
All right.
Well, then, Chairman, I move we adjourn.
Okay, motion's been made, and I'll second it.
Thank you.
Made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.